far away from a prospect mentally that we write things that are either above the diamond, above the prospect's head, meaning it's like esoteric. And you can be more, and, you know, and I love all the humans being more stuff, guys, but I'm going to be honest with you. If you're drowning in the ocean, you want a rope. And then maybe get out and say, what do you want to do with your life? You don't want someone pulling up next to you and you're drowning saying, what would you like to become as a result of this near-death experience? You guys follow what I'm saying? That's the thing. I mean, it's the common sense, and it's being raw and being out there belly to belly with prospects and knowing what people are thinking that makes you good. You guys all remember that the longer you're in the business, the way that you're going to stay fresh the most is getting belly to belly with people. And, you know, if you're prospecting and connecting with people too, you know, make sure that you're talking how we get going and how we get started and how we connect. Don't just be talking product all the time. Because, you know, don't make your comfort zone their comfort zone. You know, get used to talking about what we do. A lot of times people go product because you say, well, I'm just helping people. And I love the world. I love people. And then you leave out the business. And what ends up happening is you end up shorting them. Because what you're doing when you don't present the business is you're making the choice for them rather than letting them choose. And that's kind of, you know, where I'll start with prospecting. I'll go over tonight. And I'm sorry, I'll try to be as descriptive as possible. It's, you know, building the business, first of all, is have fun and enjoy it and realize why the heck you're here and realize what brought you here was the fact that you wanted a better life. And you selected NeChen as a tool and as a vehicle because you wanted a better life. And it's a joy to do it. Whatever life you're in right now out there, something brought you here to where you're building this as a business. And I always tell people, remember, that your best case scenario in your old life, okay, meaning you're an X or a Y or you have a job or whatever, and you're 48, 50, 60, 35 years old, whatever you are, okay, the very best that you had it at the day you signed up obviously wasn't what you wanted. In fact, let me ask you all this. Would you all agree that whatever prompted you to build the business was because whatever business you had the day you signed up wasn't getting it done? Is that a fair assumption?
Yeah.
And I'm not asking you guys to be prideful and say, I don't want to admit that I didn't have... I mean, patient, I didn't need money, but I'm talking about lifestyle here. I'm talking about, like, how you want to live. You know, I'm talking about, you know, Paige and I both had six-figure incomes. You're pretty close to it. And I hated it, and she hated it, and she was so stressed out. So I'm not talking about being poor. I'm talking about your lifestyle. So whatever made you say, man, I want to build this thing. I'm really fired up about this. Okay, that's the day you signed up. That was the best-case scenario. Do you guys realize that if you build this, and let's say for whatever reason, you know, you don't succeed, do you realize your worst-case scenario in NeChen is the best-case scenario you had before you signed up?
Absolutely.
Anybody get a real quick thought to that? If you make 25 cents in NeChen, that's 25 cents more than you would have made doing your other life. So look at it for what it is, that it's an added value to whatever you have. The second thing is, the people you're talking to, and I'll play this little video clip. I got people crying. You know, what's funny is, I just loaded it up for Pam and Ron, and I didn't expect anybody really to find the stupid thing. People have downloaded it now, and they're saying, can you make this for our event? And it's really, like I said, it's a really weird deal. But I think the reason it grabs people is it starts out, not with blasting them in the face with teaching. It just starts out with, you know, let me ask you a question. And I think I'm going to make this with you tomorrow night while in front of a live crowd. It'll be better than sitting in my office. Here's my question. And when you're talking to people, ask them this question. You know, what do you want to be? What do you want to do? You know, maybe start the conversation with, are you where you want to be? And if you're not, are you willing to take a vehicle that will help you be who you want to be? And I'm going to show you something here, and it's real simple. It's who we are, introduction, what we do, and it's how we do it. And then you look at what we got, and you queue it up against what you want, and then you make a decision as to whether you want to get started. If you frame the conversation from that perspective, you guys are going to get really good prospecting results. One of the problems that you've got with prospecting is if you started in space, and you got a prospect across the table from you front, acting like they don't need money, they don't need time, they're doing you some favor by looking at D-Gen. See, when I'm sitting across them with somebody that I know 90% of the time, if they got money, they don't have time. If they've got time, they don't have money. I know the statistics bear out that 7 or 8 out of 9 baby boomers have no retirement. I know the statistics bear out the divorce rate is 50 or 60%, and the bulk of those are because of finance. I know that the statistics are, even if you're making a six-figure income, you're the person most likely to get fired because the first salaries they cut today are the top salaries. I know you're fighting to keep a job, and the people beneath you are fighting to take your job. I know statistically you're sitting across the table from me taking 2, 3, or 4 prescriptions if your budget's above the age of 45. I know that your health is declining. I know you probably have high cholesterol. I know you probably have high blood pressure. And I know if you don't, it's a matter of time before you do. You guys understand when I'm talking to somebody about kneecap, it's almost not even a fair fight. Because all the information and all the power and all of the way out is on your side of the table. Let me ask you a question. How many of you guys legitimately are giving up all the power to the other side of the table? Why are you always sitting across begging somebody like you got your hat in your hand? Well, you're the one offering the way out. You're the one sitting in the lifeboat. They're the one sitting in the water. Why are you acting like they're doing you a favor by swimming? You guys follow me on that?
Yeah.
I think one of the biggest things I try to tell people is, and I was really thinking about this a lot this week, is I think the biggest advantage I have in prospecting, I don't really say anything that brilliant. I know the battlefield. I know for a fact the person sitting across the table not have a life of balance. And I'll tell you something else about a life of balance. And this is the truth. I don't know anybody successful with balance. I am not in balance. Guys, I'm going to tell you flat out. I love what I do. I'm a maniac about building this business. Let me ask you a question. Do you guys think Bill Gates is probably a pretty happy guy that founded Microsoft in the sense that he feels like he has a pretty good life? How many of you guys think Bill Gates probably thinks he has a pretty cool life?
Absolutely.
You guys think Bill Gates is in balance?
No way.
People aren't in balance that are going out to do something great. I don't know what that means. I think balance for me is you can do what you want to do when you want to do it. I think you're out of balance when you're pushed to do things that you don't want to do. Because when you're doing something that you hate, you don't have peace of mind. If you're doing something for not enough money, you don't have peace of mind. If you're not healthy, then obviously you don't have that pillar. I mean, but I don't know necessarily when you guys look at balance. I think I'm not looking at 20% balance in each category. What I'm looking at is balance with a different sort of thing that I'm looking to give somebody the life that they want. And it's a really simple question when I present this business. I'm asking you directly, and you don't have to answer me. Like, I'm not saying to somebody, answer me. Do you have the life that you want? Answer me. Okay? Speaking of which, I've got a naked 3-year-old crashed into my office. Tyler, why are you out of the bath? Okay. Go put some clothes on. You guys see what I got to work with over here talking about balance? I don't ask people necessarily to tell me, I want you to tell me you're not in balance, or I want you to reveal your financial goals to me. In fact, it almost gives you more power to say this. I don't really expect an answer, and I don't even think I would answer me if I asked myself. But I'm going to ask you before I get started, just think to yourself here for a minute. Do you have what you want? And if you've been doing what you're doing for 5 or 10 years or 20 years or 30 years, and here's my question to you. Don't answer it. Just think. Is what you're doing, not only do you have what you want, will it ever get you what you want? What do you guys think would happen if you asked that question to every prospect that you
presented this plan to.
Rick, I think that would put them in the right mindset to receive the information from the presentation.
I'm going to make you a 6-minute video tomorrow that does exactly that. Because it's even more powerful when it's a third party and you get to play it. And I'm going to ask them a question. If I'm in San Antonio and I need to go to Dallas to do a presentation for Jeremy, I need to go I-35 north. My question to you is, are you going I-35 south? And I really want you guys to think about this. Because the things that I see with prospecting are people give up their power, meaning they don't understand the power dynamic. And the power dynamic isn't you can choose for them. It's not that we're smarter than them. It's not that we're somehow, putting pressure on to join NECHAN. It's not somehow that we're an expert, they're not. Here's all it is. I'm in a lifeboat, are you? It really is, and I really want you guys, the next 5 presentations you get, just look at somebody, and I'll give you a little video that might help you with this too. Just ask them, do you feel good about the direction you're going, and will it ever get you what you want? And I'm going to show you tonight something, and then here's the key. Our company and our team realize you can't do a 180 today, and all of a sudden you're going to change your life, but what we're going to do is we're going to show you a plan so that you can start to get what you want now. And that's really important, you guys, to do that. And I just think that a lot of us prospect without being anchored in that. And we present a plan, and the person you're talking to acts like they're doing you a favor, got their arms crossed. Yeah, just looking at this. What's it cost to sign up? And I think that if your guys are getting that, then you've got someone that isn't being real with themselves, probably. And like I said, statistically, that's somebody headed for a brick wall at 75 miles an hour. What I'm asking them is, do you want to turn around? And I don't really care whether you turn around or not, but I'm going to ask you the question. And I really want you guys to think about the time that if we get started. What are you offering, and who are you offering it to? And do you have almost, I don't want to use the word professional arrogance, but it's something similar to that. Or you're across the table saying to somebody, listen, this is a big deal, and I really want to share it with you. And I also want to tell you guys a couple other things. I told you guys this last week. There really is not another MLM out there guys, I talked to this a little bit on Saturday, but I just want you guys to know this going in, that this is a very unique animal here, okay? You look at the whole business industry, how many things can you even charge a membership for? You've got electronics at Best Buy, you've got Walmart, you've got every kind of thing in the world you can buy offline, but nobody out there has a total wellness line. But let's even back up further than that. Amway, because it has been Amazon.com, they tried to be with Quickstar, and it failed because their culture wouldn't let them make the jump. Their distributors didn't get into being Amazon. They couldn't do it. In fact, some of you guys don't know that, Amway actually darn near pulled off an Amazon, but they couldn't make the jump. I mean, Amway had toothpaste, soap, think about it. If they would have started after technology and they wouldn't have peed in their own bathtub, which is what they did, if they would have started 10, 12 years ago, they could have been doing $20 billion in North America. But you know what? The timing was wrong. You got to take a look at and take all these new skin, variants, all that. They're fine products. The problem you've got there is, even if you've got the most gee-whiz skincare in the world, you can walk into Saks and Neiman to buy something that's as good or better off the shelf. So you don't need a membership. The only reason you're going to buy a membership is, well, maybe I like that product. But the problem is, I told you guys that this weekend, if an MLM makes a product that sells $3 billion, SD Water does 10 times that, They're going to say that's a hot selling product. We're going to release it for a half the price. Their economy of scale will crush that. So you guys understand that it's the same thing with the juice company. Let's take, I could name 10 companies right now that have a juice or a liquid product. Okay, if that product really goes out, and first of all, let's look at it this way. Let me ask you guys a question. I was talking to somebody the other day, used to be a Nietzsche, and they've got a product. We have scientific backing. This heals cells, and this cures this and cures that. Have you guys run into somebody in MLM say that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Let me ask y'all a question. Let's take it at face value and say this does that. And it cures things and it heals cells. How long do you guys think it's going to be if that actually does that before Pfizer and Merck and all those big companies see it and they say, wait a minute, that's very significant sound medical backing. We're going to take that product and we're going to put it pharmaceutical grade and organic or whatever. How many of you guys realize that if those products actually did that medical stuff, that those major pharmaceuticals would take it tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
So there's two things those pharmaceutical companies would do. If this product in particular did that much medical stuff backed by all that science, Pfizer and Merck would already be on it. And the second thing they would do, they would file court documents and they would lean on the FDA to do a cease and desist. They would attack it legally to shut it down, and then they would take it on their side and force it to be prescription. So you guys understand there's no juice that does all that healing, because if it did, it would be shut down. And by the way, let's just say it's a juice that people like. It makes them feel refreshed and energized. Do you guys realize as soon as that thing does a billion or 2 billion, Coke and Pepsi are going to knock it off, and it's going to be sitting everywhere for a third the price. So the problem you've got with every MLM out there, even if you get a G-Liz product, it either goes the medical route, which has a dead end, or it goes the mass marketing route, which has a dead end. The biggest they can get is a billion or two. There's a ceiling on them. They can't go any higher. And let's say you did find a miracle berry. Okay, great, you found it. What do you guys think the odds of another MLM ever getting a second miracle product? Generally, you're lucky if you get one. Would you guys all agree?
Yeah.
Okay, so then you get so what are you left with? Face washes and energy drinks. Or, you know, vitamins. It's pretty much the standard industry packaging. Or you get companies that have a vitamin and a weight loss thing. And I'm not saying they're not even good products, but you can walk into a GNC without the membership and get something similar. The reason I'm telling all you guys this is I'm going to tell you guys flat out, the reason I don't talk about network marketing and I don't like talk about the industry is I'm going to tell you guys flat out, I don't know that the model works. I just don't. I think it works for a little while in a company for 3 to 5 years. The problem is you're limited because the product can't go past a billion or two until you have to either get knocked off or you lose patents. So you're left with company jumping every 3 to 5 years. This is the reason, guys, I don't talk about network marketing. I don't sell network marketing. I'm moving NeChen. Now, let me make you a little parallel here. NeChen has sleep, water, air, rest, nutrition, magnetics. We have all that stuff. We have the advantage of we went into a marketplace 30, 40 years ago that nobody was looking at. And we escaped gravity with getting the second, third, and fourth product that had a lot of unique stuff in it. Before there were 200 other juice companies in the marketplace, NeChen almost is a unicorn in the sense that our product line expanded beyond one or two products before the market got glutted with other companies. So what happened was we have this total product line, and if you look at what you can sell a membership for, you're left with personal stuff and wellness stuff pretty much. If anything else, you can get free without a membership. So, you know, if you're looking at the networking world, what really works, well, wellness stuff or health stuff. So let's say Juice 101 cures everything. You're still left to sleep, water, air, and rest. So you realize your best case scenario is you buy the rest from us. So you guys realize that in the network marketing world, the very best scenario you have is duplicating what NeChen has already done. And by the time somebody would do it, we'd already have 20 new technologies. I'm holding an iPhone right here. Let me ask you the question. How many of you guys, if I did a word association and I said to you, Apple, how many of you guys would say telephone company? Would anybody think of Apple as a telephone company?
Yeah.
Okay, good. If I said AT&T, what would pop into your mind?
Telephone company.
If I said Southwestern Bell, what would pop into your mind?
Telephone company.
If I say Apple, what pops into your mind?
Technology.
Right. So Apple uses telephones, don't they?
Yeah.
you can understand what I'm trying to tell you here is I really believe that what we have here with D10 is a unicorn. And I believe all the people say I don't want to get into this or that or the other. I can't tell them they're totally wrong. Because I've really put a lot of thought to this. And I think that the market, and I think the marketing plan in terms of something that's going to last, it's a very, very slim. You almost have to have the perfect mix to make it work. What would you need? You need stuff you can't get elsewhere. You need a reason to buy the membership. You need stuff that's little ticket for 30 or 40 bucks, and big ticket costs 1,000, and stuff that costs 300. Let me ask you this, true or false? Nietzsche has stuff that costs 30 bucks.
Yeah.
And 80 bucks.
True.
And 150 or 200 bucks.
True.
And 300 to 500 bucks.
Yep, true.
And $500 to $2,000.
Yep, true.
Let me ask you a question. True or false, Nikon has products in every price point.
Yep. Yes.
This is what I want you guys to know. I want you to think of yourself differently. This is why I put Prospecting 101 2.0 on this tonight. I want you guys to quit being a network marketing company and start being Nikon. And realize that we're talking about relationship marketing here. And let me ask you guys a question. Do you get a network from relationships, or do you get relationships from a network? Which one do you get first, the relationship or the network? Do relationships yield networks, or do networks yield relationships?
Relationships yield network.
What kind of marketing are we actually doing?
Relationships.
This is relationship marketing that produces a network. And through our network, everybody we connect, we have a wide enough product line that sustains itself with all different price tiers. And what Nikon has is a plan that you get into, and then there's a back end so that in 5, 7, 10, 15, 30 years, you still have an asset there. Because the difference is when you've got somebody with a membership in 5 years, they're not going to walk into the grocery store and see Zingo, Zango, Zongo, Zungo on the shelf. Like pomegranate juice, like all the coffees, and you're not going to lose 80% of your network. Somebody said, well, somebody texted me, with the energy company. There's nothing wrong with any of these companies people are selecting. The problem is the model is going to collapse on itself. Because once you've got 10 million people that are connected to an energy company, the problem you've got is they don't make their own energy. Ambient Energy buys their energy from producers. Would you guys all agree with that? Somebody else makes the energy that they're reselling.
Fine.
Well, let me ask you guys a question. What would happen if TXU decided they don't want to sell energy to Ambient for
them?
Yeah, my other question is, if they don't even make the energy, how could they possibly compete at selling it cheaper than the person that makes it? Do they have to buy it, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
You guys understand that it's not a long-term sustainable business model. You're saying buy a membership to pay a higher price for energy so that you get rebate back, but what's going to happen eventually is those companies will go public, they will get rolled into a utility company, and then they'll get 10,000 people in your group will get a letter saying you can stay in the pay plan or you can switch to plan B, get $500 of free energy a year. What do you guys think is going to happen to half your group?
Rick, that's exactly what happened to those phone card companies in the late 90s. Exactly that.
Well, by the way, the guys that started the energy companies were a lot of the guys that did Excel. They went out and they realized they needed to branch out other utilities over to keep them all. That's what it is. And I'm only saying this, guys, because I want you guys to know when I'm sitting in front of a prospect, this is all stuff that I know. So I know. Let me just break that down, okay? I know when I'm sitting across from them, the statistics bear out that 7 or 8 or 9 out of 10 people are never going to retire. I know they're probably on 2 to 4 prescriptions. I know that if they're making money, their job is under extreme pressure because the people that are under the most pressure now are the people that are making money. You have to justify your position. I know if you're taking money, you got 10 people that want your job, and the 2 people above you don't want you to have theirs. I know the person across from me, if they have a job and kids, they're probably taking the kids somewhere in the morning and picking them up at night. I know that half the divorces are because of finances. I know these things when I'm sitting across from somebody. So all I really have to know is, I just have to trip the or flip the trigger in their head. So instead of them sitting there like they're doing me a favor, I have to make them aware without being offensive that what they have isn't going to get it done. That's the secret to getting people to really look. It's making someone say to themselves, okay, and by the way, so what I'll do, I'll say it again, is I'll say, let me just ask you something before I get started, and you don't have to answer this because it's a personal question. But do you have what you want? And is what you're doing ever going to get you what you want? Either for your health or for your health or your lifestyle. So as you're sitting there, just ask yourself, is it logical to continue going forward if you will never get where you want to be? And then if you watch this presentation, there's only one way to watch this presentation. There's only one way to listen to the NECAN presentation I'm about to give you. It's not about excitement. It's not about me trying to sell you. It's very simple. Is what you're doing getting you what you want, and can what I'm about to tell you possibly do so? And this NECAN plan is going to lay it out, and then you can pick what seems smarter. Does that help anybody on this call reframe their prospecting a little bit? Yeah. Little easier than sitting across the table trying to beg somebody to sign up. Yeah. What I'm doing is I'm putting the power dynamic on your side of the table. Right. Now I'm going to make you a little video that kind of does this. And you can just press play and it will tee up. My goal is to tee up your presentation. And I know it's hard for you to visualize what I'm talking about. But I got something that Skunk Works going to come out, and actually it kind of happened by accident. Actually, thank the bar system. Now I've got kind of this weird thing in my hands where people are like asking for it. So it's going to be a little bit of a game changer. But what I want to do is I want to position your prospect. So what I want to do with my business always is I know that going in. Okay, so I know my feet, and there's Sun Tzu's got a great thing. And he says, the general that does not know his enemy and does not know himself will lose 1,000 battles. The general that knows himself but does not know his enemy, or knows his enemy and does not know himself, will win 1/2 the battles. A general that knows his enemy and knows himself will win 1,000 contests. Now you can put that out in Nietzsche's words. The person that understands the prospects and understands themselves will win 1,000 engagements. So that's what I'm looking for here, and I want you to know that I consider a positive outcome to be whether they sign up or not. See, when I prospected also, I consider it a positive outcome if they see NECAN and they say, that will not get me where I want to go, but they got the clear information. My brother, for example, was a pastor, Clear Creek Community Church in Lee City, Texas. My brother has seen the NECAN plan. He did not select it as his vehicle, yet he is crystal clear on what it is. Do you guys feel that's a successful engagement?
Sure.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because my job is to convey clear information. What's my brother's job? To make the clear decision. A lot of us struggle in prospecting on this call, because instead of trying to just get people clear information and frame it properly so that they can, we're trying to sign people up. And guys, if you're trying to get prospects and get signups, you are going to have a very long ride in NECAN. If you are out trying to share the vision and have fun and understand the value of what we have, you're going to attract so many people, you will wear off your lead press on putting people into the computer. So remember that. Know yourself. What does know yourself mean? Well, first of all, I know my calendar. I know my business. I know why I'm doing it. I can always answer two questions. I can answer question A, why am I doing the business? I'm doing the business. My wife and I are doing the business because we expect and demand to live a life how we want to live it and do what we want to do, and have the finances to do it. Y'all understand that, right? Let me be really clear about the business. We are doing this because we have an expectation of living a life that we want to live, and that is not negotiable. That's why we do it, okay? We selected the vehicle. Let me also tell you this. We were in Lake Forest, Illinois, a couple years ago, and we wanted to go downtown. Chicago. So we got on the train. We took the train that goes towards downtown Chicago. Let me ask y'all a question. There was another one that went up north towards Milwaukee. Let me ask you guys a question. If I told you I was going to Chicago and you were sitting across from me, and I said, yeah, well, I'm going to Chicago, yet I was on the train with you going to Milwaukee, what would be the first thing you'd tell me? Okay, now let me ask you something. Is that emotional?
No.
Is it factual?
Yeah.
Let me ask y'all a question. How many of you guys realize that if you simply make that connection with your prospect, it will change your game? Okay. This is it. Now, so the other side of the coin is, for me to be able to select the right train, there's two things I gotta know. The first is where I am, and the second thing is where the heck I'm going. You can't select a vehicle unless you know where you are. In other words, how many of you guys have ever typed in, how many of you guys have ever used your smartphone to get directions somewhere when you're driving? Have you ever done that with me?
Yeah,
what are the two things you have to know? Yeah, what are the two things you have to know?
Where you are and where you want to go.
Okay, yeah, you have to know two both things. What if you just type in where you want to go, but you don't know where you are, what would happen? You got to go anywhere. It'll say, I can't make the decision. So, let me tell you this. What I do is I know exactly and precisely why we are building this business. And I'm not messed up in the head where I can say, I'm going to make a lot of money. I want you all to say that tonight before you go to bed. I'm going to make a lot of money in NeedsMan. I want you to start getting used to saying money. I'm in NeedsMan for the money. Those of you guys that are along to change lives and save whales and makes unicorns feel safe, you know, and I want to help, you know, people feel more. Okay, great. I don't doubt any of that. But I think Confucius had a great thing. I never met a poor man to build a library. You guys know what I'm saying? All those feel great, changing lives. What's the one resource you need to do all that stuff? Money. So why are we so afraid to say it? I'm going to make it all really clear to everybody on this call. I am in NeedsMan, and I love NeedsMan, but I am in it for the money. And I have to make money because my family has to eat. And the reason I selected NeedsMan as a vehicle is because it's the best place I can make money and do something that I feel good about. Because I've got to do something. So knowing that you have to do something to make money, wouldn't you rather do the something that you can also feel good about? How many of you guys ever had a job you felt bad about but you still did it? Meaning you hated it. Okay.
Yeah.
So I know a lot. I'm gonna tell you right now, past people on this call are very uncomfortable when I say that. Let me say it again. I want to make you double uncomfortable. I am in NeedsMan for the money, and the minute there's no more money, I am not building a business anymore. I will still use the products, but this is how I feed my family. How many of you are uncomfortable with that? I can tell by the silence that sounds strange. Here's what you all want to hear. I'm in it because I love people, and I'm out to change the world. Yes, I'm out for all that, too. But I can't do it without what?
Money.
So y'all better get really comfortable with the fact that your first important is, you're in this for the money so that you have the resources and means to live the life that you want. And you're going to go out and do a whole lot of good and change a whole lot of lives. And you're going to do all that as a result of creating resources in the form of money for people. Because I don't want you to just go out and fix people's bad backs and leave them stone broke working till they're 8. So you gotta be able to find a comfort zone talking about money. And I'll tell you right now, it's a fact. So I know I'm in this because it's my business. I selected this as my business because my core values are also in alignment with the business and making the money. So if I have to make money, I have to feed my family. I'm glad I've selected something that I can feel good about and that is mission and purpose driven so that I can acquire that resource in a way that I'm proud of. You guys don't understand that? Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
So, like last week, or maybe 2 weeks ago, it's not important, I came across an article that said that Bill Gates and his wife officially considered the most charitable film, how do you say that word, philanthropic people that have ever walked the earth, right, because they have given out or done services that have given out for over $29 billion.
Yeah.
And how could they have possibly done any of that if he didn't first work to get the money?
You're precisely right. Now, what's fascinating, and let me share this with you, that's exactly right. Bill Gates was passionate about building computers, but it was his business also. So if he would have said, why didn't you start a corporation and start selling, because guys, would you guys all agree that Bill Gates, when he dropped out of college and was building them, how many of you would agree that Bill Gates probably had a propensity and probably even a love for tinkering around computers? Do you all agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah. He could have just done that in his garage and just had fun with them. Why did he form Microsoft Inc.? To sell his stuff. To get what?
Make money.
Well, so that's a fact. I love speaking. I love these products. I love this company. I love all those things. I'm in business to acquire resources, which is how we spread those ideals. So my first coordinate is I selected this vehicle. And by the way, I could have easily got a membership at NECAN just to keep my family healthy. So being in NECAN doesn't mean you're going to want to build the business and acquire the resources. I could be in NECAN just like all of you, just laying on the bed because I'm passionate about health. And that's a fact. Okay? There's absolutely no reason in the world to build a business unless you're interested in the income. It's interesting how many people are building a business but don't want to say they're building a business because they want the money. And I set that down purposely because I know it makes some of you uncomfortable, so I'm purposely staying on the topic for extra mimics and want you to feel extra uncomfortable. Don't want you to get over it. So my coordinate is my why, because we want to live the life that we want to live. By the way, that means we need to be healthy and wealthy. We can provide both those resources. Second thing you need to know is, why in the world do I have the right to talk to somebody else about NECAN? Why should someone listen to me? The bottom line with that is, we have a great company and we have a great plan, and I'm proud to share it with people because it will flat out get them home. And I also know all the other things. What gives me the right to talk to people about NECAN? I know all the statistics about no income, poverty, no retirement, divorces, high-pressure jobs, lots of medication. I know all of those statistics too. So here's the thing. I know myself and I know my prospect. And if I've got the one prospect in 10 that has all the money in the world, all the time in the world, they've got their passion and they're already healthy, I'm also okay with saying they don't need to take our train.
How are you
doing? Would you guys all agree that a man who owns his own private jet probably does not need to ride on your airline?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Is it emotional or is it just logical whether you need a vehicle or not? NECAN is a vehicle, and it will take you from where you are to where you want to be. I want you guys to see it for what it is. I'm going to say it again. NECAN is a vehicle to take you from where you are to where you want to be. So your job as a prospector is to show people how they can get from where they are to where they want to be using the vehicle. That's the whole reason the NECAN plan exists. Second thing I do then is I get my calendar down. Because what that does is another point of merit. Before I go talk to people, I need to know when I meet you, where in the world am I going to send you, or what are we going to talk about, or what are we going to do? So I know where I've got my meeting. So tomorrow night I'm in Temple, here's the meeting. So if I'm living up in Temple, what I would have been doing for the past couple of weeks or months, I would have made sure, absolutely positive, that I had people in that meeting, because that's the center of my orbit. Okay? Got a speaker coming in. So the entire month I'm leading up to that meeting. I'm doing daily things, talking to people. I'm plugging people into meetings online or with WebEx, or I'm showing them plan one-on-one. And then I'm looking at that meeting, and I'm going to make sure that there are some people in that room so that it's worth my time, because I know that's a big impact. And I also know that that's my one Tuesday or two Tuesdays a month I'm dedicating. So if I'm going to look at my calendar, I'm busy and I'm working, I'm going to listen to the calls on Monday night. Maybe I've got a earbud in while I work or clean up for the night or put the kids to bed. The second thing I've got is where my live event will be up in Dallas Thursday night. you know, so you guys know that twice a month we have a big live meeting. The rest of the month you're kind of funneling towards those. And then one Saturday every 4 to 8 weeks. So I know my calendar. And once I know my calendar, what happens is I'm actually in business. And I'm not going to get into this really super long, but having a calendar instead of making you busier, it actually works the opposite. It frees you up. So like I've talked to you guys about this a lot. It's super easy to sit there on Saturday at our Super Center and say, man, I'm going to build Beacon Big. Like a lot of you guys in this call are like, well, I'm going to go Gene Kaizen. Okay, it's freaking July. Have you broken any silvers? No. Do you have any identified? Well, no. Would you guys agree that maybe having a calendar would have solved that? You can get from January to July really easily. When you don't have a calendar and you say, by this date, I'm going to have X identified. Okay? So if I'm on this call right now and I'm going to team guys and I'm going to say, I have 2 weeks or a month where I need to identify both my runners. And those are dates on a calendar. A calendar not only frees you up and not only streamlines you, but a calendar also gives you targets for where you have goals to hit by. You want to pin your goals to a calendar. I'm going to say this to you all again. It is July in 10 days. There are 90 days left in qualification, not 9 months. And it's going to, what you're making it is going to depend on your calendar. So you may add the calendar a little bit up your game. You may feel you've got a pretty good pace that you're working. But either way, work a pace that you can maintain. Don't make your calendar so overwhelming that you burn yourself out. The other thing is, and I heard this from a really brilliant business builder one time, you know, if you're varying your calendar all the time, meaning, okay, I'm going to do 5 events this week and talk to 31 people, then next week you're going to do 3 events and talk to 20, then next week you're going to do 12,000 events and talk to 100, the more you vary your pace, the faster you're taking yourself out of the game. You want to have a steady, sustainable pace in your business that doesn't burn you out, wear you out, or constantly have you jumping through hoops to meet it. I want you to be aggressive in your calendar, but don't vary it all the time to different speeds because you're going to blow your engine. Find a steady pace to work at that's productive and have your set goals where I'm going to put in 1 or 2 new front lines a month, or I'm going to put in, you know, I want to sponsor one, I want to break one silver. You know, have a steady pace for your business. Try not to have a varying pace. Do you guys understand what I mean by it burns you out in the business when you constantly change your pace?
Yeah.
Have a pace, all right? And then once you get your calendar down, see that I meet somebody, I already know where I'm going. My calendar is set. And one last thing about your calendar. Let your calendar be set time. Okay, if somebody says to you, hey, Sally, Tuesday night, would you come over and have a barbecue? Well, no, I'm not. This is my weekend night. And somebody used a rule of thumb. Well, why don't we do barbecues at let me ask you guys a question. Why don't we do barbecues at 1 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon? Where is everybody? So why do we do them on Saturday when you have a Super Saturday? You follow what I'm saying? Yeah, you don't. And by the way, you can, but if you're, and see, you're good, and this is a really long conversation too. The more you're in business and the more you treat it like your business, the more your prospects will treat you like you're in business. And all of a sudden people will start treating you differently. It's really weird. A lot of folks wonder why prospects are treated the way that they do. And typically you'll find 8 times out of 10 that the more in business you are, the more people will treat you like you're about your business. And then next, when it comes to prospects, and this is another big one too, and you know, look for people who are positive and fun, bright-eyed, people that you like. You know, people that are asking wow questions. That sounds great. And stay away from people that are going science. Stay away from people that are going heavy. You know, I don't know anybody. I don't have any money. You know, oh, I don't like network marketing. You know, don't engage. If you guys find people, like if you find yourself, and I know a lot of you guys have done it by now, if you find yourself a lot, you know, where you're spending a lot of time on just a couple of people, or how many of you guys ever had a prospect that's been in your pipeline for like 3 months, and they always come up with another reason why they're not ready to go? Right? Anybody ever had that with me? Or have you guys ever had somebody that ever, you know, have you guys ever had somebody tell you they don't like network marketing, and then you tell them, oh no, it's really great, and then they say they can't sell, and you say, well, you don't have to sell, and then they say, well, I don't really know anybody, and well, you don't really have to know anybody. How many of you guys ever had a prospect where you keep telling them all the things they tell you they don't like, you keep telling them they could if they can? Someone tells me they don't like network marketing, I say, well, don't do it. Fine with me. And your smart ones will say, well, what do you mean? Or if somebody says, oh, I know I can't sell, I say, oh, that's too bad. I can teach you guys all kinds of clever stuff to say and how to overcome objections and all
okay.
this stuff.
Okay.
Here's my take on it. You can spend 10,000 hours and then occasionally convert a prospect. But what I've also found is people that have those objections, have you ever noticed that even when you get them signed up, they still stay direct? How many of you guys ever done a ton of work to get somebody on board and they sign for $60 and that's what they do?
Yep.
Let me ask you question number two. How many of you ever had somebody that seems fun and positive and you're kind of like them and then they're the ones that always end up doing stuff? Here's the deal. Look for positive people who you like that ask can-do questions. That means they're not saying, well, how do you get paid or how is this different than such and such? Those are real questions. Stay away from people that are negative. And then when it comes down to presentations, it's real simple. I'll bring some of my cool product samples. I'm either going to do a one-to-one at a coffee shop with the plant. I'm going to do a one-to-many where I dial you into a live preview online. Or I'm going to invite you out to the live one to meet the people and see the products and meet the rest of the team. I'm going to do a three-way call, and I'm not going to say I'd like you to do a three-way call so my partner can tell you about the business. Nobody wants to be ambushed on a call where someone they haven't met gives them a presentation. Y'all understand that, right? Here's how you do a three-way phone call. Hey, Vicki, it's super cool to meet you. I'm really looking forward to working with you. In fact, we're a big family here, and I really want to introduce you to our partner, Lyle and Sandy. They're super good friends of ours, and they'll be there to help you also. You got a minute? We can dial them in just so I can introduce you to them. Do you guys think people like to be introduced to nice people, or do you like to be on the phone so that my partner can give you a presentation? Yeah, the reason you guys aren't booking more three-way calls is because you're trying to book three-way calls. Just introduce people to people. And then I'm going to give my presentation anyway. Okay? And I'm saying, hey, you mind if I take a minute and tell you what we're up to? Easy. Two things I do on a three-way call. One, I just heard Vicki. If you got me on a three-way call with one of your people, first thing I would say is, man, Vicki and Curtis are two of the absolute best business partners we have. I'm so glad that you're working with them. I love to work with them. I'm going to edify. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to fix what brings you to look at NECAN, or Vicki tells me you're looking to get out of your job by the end of the year. Absolutely. And I'm going to ask them a couple questions about themselves and say, well, you know what, you mind if I just give you a little take, and I'll say, listen, we work as a family. I'm really super excited to work for you. Do you feel like you have a pretty clear view of what we're up to here? That's what I'm going to ask. And then if they say yes or no, then this is what I do. But it's real laid back. You know, I'm not ambushing somebody on the phone and talking to them and signing up. Okay? And then, you know, another little tip, know what you do. People say, what do you do? And in fact, one thing I do a lot is people say, well, I'll say, well, how long have you lived here? What do you do? You know, do you like it? They'll always say to me, what do you do? I'll tell my wife and I work from home. Then I'll stop. And the reason I do that is, what happens when you say something like that? Oh, we work from home. People that are curious are going to say, well, what do you do? Would you guys agree they're going to ask me what I do? Okay. Say, well, we work for a really big company. It's going to be the next Apple in the healthcare field, and we teach people to work from home, actually. The interested ones are going to say, well, how do you do it? I'm actually getting them to start asking me questions, and I'm making them want my answers more than I want to give it. What I don't do is, look, we're going to come in, we're going to marketing, we're going to stuff, and I'll bring the video, let me take out my mic, just jump over your arm up down. Now, how many of you guys are having somebody ask you what you're doing before you know it? You're breathless and giving them a strength test. Just relax. You know what I'm saying? Lead them in, don't jump on them. And I may just say, you know what, people say, well, how do you work? I'll say, well, we're partnered with the company, and we connect like Amazon.com and iTunes.com. This is www.nican.com. And we connect, and as we connect other people, can you imagine if iTunes or Amazon paid you for everybody that connected into the organization? believe in relationship marketing to do that. My wife and I have thousands of people in our group from just a few that we sponsored and NeCan sent us a check. Say, wow, how do you learn about that? Well, I'll tell you what, if I like them, I'll say, you want to grab a cup of coffee and I'll show you the plan? Or I can, you got 20 minutes tonight, I can shoot you over an email. You can dial in and we're doing a web bank live in the comfort of your house. You can check it out. If you like it, I'll help you get started. If you don't, no big deal. Do you think that's pretty easy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Easy. Easy. And then you're saying less to more people as opposed to getting wrong. And let me tell you, honestly, true or false, everybody, where prospecting is hard is we have a scarcity mentality, thinking we're never going to meet anybody else. So we spend a huge amount of time with a few people that really don't have the capacity to get into this or the aptitude. And maybe they're even negative, but because they're our prospect, we will spend endless amount of time trying to convert them because subconsciously we think we're not going to get more prospects. Would you guys agree that the only reason you spend the time with half the prospects you spend time with is because you're figuring, well, at least I've got a prospect? Well, let me ask you this. If you knew there were 500 people waiting to be talked to that love this can, would you even be spending time with the person that's not giving any love? Think about it. If you were the only man on the aisle of Amazon and one girl wasn't giving you any love, would you sit there and beg her to dance, or would you realize I'm the only dude on the aisle of Amazon? You'd be like, I don't need you this stuff. I'm going. So with prospects, I look for fun, happy, positive people who are looking, and if I don't get all those things, I just don't. In fact, I got a guy right now calling me from Houston. And he signed up at another MLM. He wants to be in NeCan, you know, but he's all, well, what about this? Well, how's this better? How's this different? And guys, I'm going to tell you flat out, I got tired of dealing with them. I'm not going to convince you to build theirs versus your other network. You called me, and you were looking, and everything I tell you, you try to compare it to what you're doing. And I told him two days on the phone, I don't have time for this anymore. I'm either sign up or don't. There's the application. Because I'm not in a scarcity mentality, think, oh my gosh, I've got to sign him up. I got another guy in New York. Every time I call him, he's, oh, I've got to get a credit card, and I've got to do this. Yeah. You guys ever had somebody that gives you all that stuff? Yes. And I just told the guy, I said, hey, man, here's my webpage. If I see something that says you're signed up, I'll call you and help you get started. I can't help you have a credit card or not. There's the link. I'm not going to write a check for you. and I don't mean about it. I just, in my mind, when people start giving me that static, I don't take the calls anymore. Yeah, I really don't. And that's two things that happened this week. And you know what's funny? I could probably sign them both up. Easy. I know I could sign a guy in Houston up tomorrow. I don't even want to talk to him. I don't care what you're doing in the other MLM. I don't want to hear about it. I wish you got the best, but I said, I'm here to talk to you about this, and I'm not here to make a comparison because I'm not in the competition. Well, I just wanted to, I don't want to. You guys understand that I don't want to not have fun because it messes my next 10 prospects up. In fact, I'll tell you guys this. The one prospect that's draining you will keep you from the 10 that you haven't met yet. This is it. So just to sum it up, I know where my feet are, and I know where I'm going. I know why I'm building B10. This is the best money-making vehicle I know of, and it's got the best plan and concept and product of anything out there, and I'm proud to be part of it. And I'm talking to you because I know that we have a great plan, and the people that connect to us are going to have a really great future. But I also know statistically where you are, so don't sit across the table from me acting like you've got it made. And I'm not saying I'm a NeCan millionaire, I just started too. So I'm broke, and you're broke, I'm a senior, and you're not signed up yet. I'm not claiming to be an expert. What I am is the guy that knows where the southbound train is. Do you guys understand you don't have to be a NeCan millionaire to know which train takes you to Chicago? Right? Because if you had never been to Chicago, yet you knew which train was going, would it be okay to tell other people which train was going to Chicago?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's it. So I know my audience. I also know my schedule, so I'm empowered. I'm on the Pathfinder's call Monday. I got my Tuesday night WebEx. I got the live meeting next Tuesday. I got the Saturday big event. So when I meet, people, I can hold the connection with one of those and then to have people on each one of them. So I've got my schedule down. So it's working for me. And then I'm looking for fun, positive, happy people that I'm going to sit across the table or connect them into something and say, hey, you have what you want. If you don't, let me show you a way maybe you can get it, and then I'm going to execute a plan. I'm going to just run through it. So I'm going to look him in the eye with a big smile and say, does that sound like the southbound train to you? If it does, here's my link. Click it and sign you up. If it doesn't, I hope you find your train. You guys think that's a little easier way to build the business and chase people around?
Yeah.
It is. I'm going to make you a little toy. I think it's going to be a help. I really do. That where it'll take some of that setup off your plate. My hope is to have it done by this week, which I probably will. It only takes about 6 minutes. Anybody have any questions or thoughts or comments? Was this helpful to anybody tonight at all, or was I big bag of wind?
Good job, Rick.
Can you guys be okay with offering this like a gift because you know that value?
Can you be okay with quit
making it just another MLM and start making it the first of us? That's a big deal. And can you guys please stop wrestling with people that just want to wrestle?
Yeah.
Any of you guys have family members that just want to get you in an argument?
Right.
Have you ever had a successful engagement where you engaged in arguing? Best thing I've ever done.
Throw your pearls before swine.
So what I'm telling you there is, we're not in the arguing. I'm not prospecting to take, I don't want you to get abused. But I'm not, like, talking to somebody to have them light me up about how they don't like it. That's not what I'm here for. I'm here to ask you if you do like it, not to hear why you don't. You guys think that's a pretty empowering phrase there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I'm here to tell people why I like it and why they might do. I'm not here to hear why you don't like it. If I bring you a piece of pumpkin pie, I want to hear two things. You either want it or you don't. I don't want you to give me a dissertation on why it's not the right pie. But that's the pie that I've got. If you like cherry pie, I suggest you don't eat this one. You guys see how all these little mental things can keep you where you need to be and make you go faster?
Yep.
It is. And by the way, if you win the battle of the mind, the battle of the body is easy. It really is. What's going to happen is your little flame will go from being outside your body and prospect to keep throwing water on it to inside you where nobody can touch it. Have you ever seen radiating light? Let me ask you this. When you're talking to prospects, are you the light and the moths are coming around you, or are your prospects the light and you're always looking for the warmth of their validation? But 75% of people on this call are looking for warmth from the prospect as opposed to giving warmth to the prospect. The reason we struggle in prospecting is because we're looking for validation. The people that are good at prospecting are looking for aptitude. Think about that. If you're always up and down based off what a prospect does, you're seeking validation. And by the way, guys, that's not just a bad idea here. That's a bad idea in dating. It's a bad idea in relationships. It's a bad idea in your job. It's a bad idea pretty much everywhere. If you're I hate the saying, well, I met somebody and they completed me. Folks, two incomplete people do not make a complete person. That's called a divorce. Two complete people make each other. This is why people that constantly get into bad relationships are always looking to fill a hole. So if you're prospecting and you're trying to fill a hole in you with them validating you made the right choice, it's going to be no different than if you have a spouse that's mean to you. Because instead of being partnered with them, you're seeking them to fill up your hole and fill you with, you know, what they think and complete you and all that stuff. And that's a whole long discussion there, too. It's way more to at the end of the call to bring up. But I can't hear how many times people say, well, she completed me. I'm like, well, I sure hope she decides to keep giving to you, because once she doesn't, you're going to be a black hole. Anybody ever been in a relationship with someone at the bottom of the pit? That's it. So in Nietzsche, if you want to be a healthy partner, be complete before you talk. See, I'm complete. I got my schedule down. I know what I'm doing. I know why I'm doing it. I know most likely what would drive them to do it. So if they don't select it, I'm okay because my decision to do it didn't depend on them. The only reason I would be upset is if my decision to continue relied on them. I hope you guys remember this as you go out this week, because if you do, this will completely revolutionize your prospecting in one phone call. If you are looking for prospects to complete you, it's going to be a long ride to the top. Be complete, and you'll attract complete people. Do you guys all do that wonderful thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any comments before I shut up? We didn't do a team call before this, so I went 5 minutes long. I don't feel bad as usual. Anybody got any closing comments? Or was don't give me much baloney. Was this helpful stuff to you guys tonight?
Yeah. It was helpful.
Well, you guys are all so nice to me. You tell me anyway. I just want to make sure that you guys get it. Just remember, be complete.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
Rick, I was the most comfortable hearing this stuff today, more than any other call I've heard. How's that for you?
Well, you're the one that made me start teaching again and doing the mechanics stuff, but you yelled at me a couple weeks ago and I fixed it. Jeremy says, I love all the motivation and DK's great, so for gosh sake, give me some. I come to the Pathfinder's call for mechanics. And you're right. And I'll tell you right now, I listen to you guys, and you tell me you want something to happen. I do. I know I got a good team of people, and there's nothing better than having a great team to trust and to listen to, and I'm pretty fired up about it. So that's it. So listen, there's a week left of the month, okay, and it's a real, real, real big deal to do this. And, you know, clean up your silvers, get your Kaizen people mailed. You know, work with urgency towards your team Kaizen over the next 90 days. Work with it. All right? Yeah, expect to make it. You know, some of you guys have self-sabotaged by saying, well, I've only got so I can. I think you need to say, I've only got so I need to. And get out there urgently on it. Watch what happens if you work with urgency and expect success. Be a little bit tired for the next 90 days and watch what happens to your life. You know, maybe if you're a little tired for a couple months, before you know it, you'll be retired. For 60 bucks, you don't get to be in balance. For 60 bucks, you get to earn balance. Yeah. Balance is earned, usually at the expense of being strategically imbalanced for a while. Go out and sweat a little bit. I'll drive another 800 to 1,000 miles this week building business, and we're dying. That's just how it is, man. I got presentations the next 3 nights. I like it. I like being tired. I like being valiantly tired. I do. I like to be valiantly tired. I like to go to bed. Hey, ask yourself this. When you get up tomorrow, say, I'm going to do everything I can do today to pursue my dream. And when you go to bed, give yourself the peace of saying, I gave all I could today to my dream. And then if you can say those two things to yourself, you're on the way to roll back. So, this is, ladies and gentlemen, your friendly neighborhood Pathfinder Coach. Signing off. However, having said this, I'll be broadcasting tomorrow night, and also we're all broadcasting. Ian and Beth William and Julie and Igor and Mike, handsomest man, and Nick Candemuccio. We're going to be doing a big presentation at 8 on Wednesday. So the next 2 nights, you guys have apps ready to go. So tomorrow night at 7, we're doing a Mother of Home broadcast. And then at 8 on Wednesday, and I'm of the opinion that if you have people on, you're probably going to make a little money. So that's a beautiful thing. So I'm going to watch Sports Center because we just got home from my parents' house tonight. I've not seen it yet today, and it's a must. So hope you guys all have a wonderful night. Take care. God bless. Have a giant week over the next week and close that up again with a bang. Start July with smiles.